Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to ITD Cementation Q3 FY 2024 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pelshia. Good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY 2024 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the management of the company, which is represented by Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO of the company. Without much delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nikhil. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this Q3 FY 2024 results con call. This is Prasad Patwardhan, CFO of the company. Before I begin, I would like to remind everyone of our standard disclaimer that this call may contain certain forward-looking statements and business prospects of the company, which are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially from those made in such statements. I will start with the financial performance of the company during the quarter, and subsequently, our MD, Mr. Basu, will take you through the operational performance. We are happy to report a very healthy financial performance in this quarter. Total operating income for the quarter was 2,017 crores as against 1,327 crores, which represents a growth of 52% year-on-year. EBITDA was 220 crores in the quarter as against 118 crores a year back, resulting in a growth of 87%. EBITDA margin stood at 10.9% as against 8.9% a year ago. Profit after tax was 79 crores during the quarter as against 37 crores a year back, representing a growth of 113%. Our balance sheet and leverage on the balance sheet continues to be at subdued levels. Our net debt to equity is about 0.3 times. We have secured orders worth about 1,300 crores during this quarter. If you look at our nine-month performance, our total operating income was 5,460 crores as against 3,460 crores a year back, which represents a growth of about 58%. In the nine-month period, we have exceeded our turnover that we achieved in the previous financial year. So we have exceeded the entire previous year's performance in terms of top line. Our EBITDA for the nine-month period was 567 crores as against 315 crores a year back, a growth of 80%. And PAT came in at 185 crores for the nine-month period as against 87 crores, which again represents a growth of 112%. That's all from my side at the moment. I'll now hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments, and then we'll take your questions.
Yeah, Prasad, thank you, and good afternoon to all. Thank you for joining this con call. As you have seen and noted that our Q3 performance was significantly better compared to what used to do a few years back. At 2,000 crore revenue, we have achieved. At the same time, bottom line also is quite healthy. And we expect to maintain this sort of revenue and the growth coming forward. We are able to manage the cash flow also very well. Net equity ratio is under control. We have almost secured 6,000 crore plus job in this year. And there are few more on pipeline. In terms of execution, I like to highlight one point here. We have got around 50, say 52, 53 projects going on. Out of that, you know, our work in hand is around 20,000 crore plus. But if you see 10 projects, that itself contribute more than 15,000 crore of work in hand. So that is the beauty of doing bigger work. If we monitor 10 projects very closely, 80% of the project control we can have. And these big projects are Chennai Metro Underground, Bangalore Metro on verge of completion, and tunnel at Sikkim also doing well. Ganga Expressway, a large contribution comes from Ganga Expressway. Udangudi marine job. I'm happy to say that two critical items, that is ship unloader, which was ordered to a Chinese company, has reached site yesterday. So with that, we have almost completed the job. We have started a Navy job for Indian Navy at Project Versa, that is near Vizag port. Seabird, another Navy job is verge of completion. And rest of the job in marine going pretty well. In building sector also, Thal Sena Bhavan, that is Army headquarters, took off very well. Customers are very happy. We are doing Sikkim University. Recently we have completed Trichy Airport. You must have noticed that PF has inaugurated a month back. And Pune Airport also have been completed. The executions are quite under control and there are good jobs in pipeline. So that's all from my side, and we'll request you whatever question you have, we'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very robust set of numbers. A couple of questions from my side. First is, what is the contribution of legacy low margin orders in this quarter in overall revenue?
Well, the legacy orders are mostly more or less out of the system now. There are a few, you know, residual work that is pending on the projects, but the larger contribution is coming through from the newer projects that were awarded to us maybe last year or last couple of years. So the contribution of legacy orders now is significantly lower, and probably it is out of the system now.
Okay, and now with this legacy orders being more or less over, do we expect similar margin trajectory for this year as well as next year?
Well, we have seen an improvement in our operating margins. You know, the EBITDA margins have been improving during the year. And our endeavor is to keep performing the way we have performed during the year, and hopefully we'll see an improvement in the margins going forward.
Sure, sir. That is very helpful. And my second question is regarding bid pipeline. What is the bid pipeline currently, and how should we look at it going ahead?
Well, I think we have around mix of all the jobs. If we take around 10,000 plus job in bid pipeline, either tender submitted or tender to be submitted. So a mix of some marine job and few of the jobs belongs to water, industrial structure and building. There are around 13,000 crore jobs on the pipeline.
Sure, sir. That is very helpful. And last question, what is the CAPEX target for us for this year as well as next year?
Our CAPEX was a little bit more last year because of a few jobs where we have to invest a big amount of plant and machinery. This year CAPEX target will be around 200 crore plus, say 200 to 250 crores.
And for next year?
It will remain almost in the same range. Not much.
Thanks. Okay, sir. Very helpful. That's all from me. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. Next question comes from Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations for such a good performance. Sir, one question is on our execution capability during last 3 years has gone up from say 2021 December, 22 December, then 23 December. We are executing almost from 800 crore to now reach 2000 crore. So looking at the opportunity available, the way you choose your orders, you don't want to increase substantially your order book, and that's why you are remaining at same 20,000 crore order book December 22 and now 23 also. So quality of orders and quality of our execution capability, if you can talk a little bit more on this aspect, will be really helpful.
Okay, see, work in hand depends upon not only how much work we have secured, it depends upon how much we are able to do per month. Mm-hmm. I have rightly said that earlier we used to do 700 crore, now 2000 crore. That means we are consuming the work in hand very fast. That is the reason why the work in hand looks like in flat. It is really not flat. In real terms, it is much more. If we have done 700 crore in a quarter, then work in hand today would be much more than 20,000 crore. That is one aspect. And second aspect is that earlier we had got few legacy job, which is over now, so that was also contributing to work in hand. But as you have rightly said, we should really target for some more job. We are little selective now. There is no point doing for everything. So we are comfortable with the work in hand or whatever in pipeline, considering our execution capability.
So, sir, will you be choosing the work because our capability is more in marine, port-related work, under tunneling work, underground, all these things, and there are enough opportunity available for next 2-3 years?
Yes, opportunity are there, but still we will be very choosy because marine job, of course, we will go for all out. Tunnel job, it depends upon the terrain. If it is in Himalayan range, we will have less appetite. If it is southern India, yes, we'll go for that. And of course, there are competition as well. So, airport, underground metro, marine, and few overseas job, that will be our focus now going forward.
All right, sir. Sir, last question is, with this 200 crore type of capex, given an opportunity and size of orders, if we increase our execution substantially, if we want to increase the way you are targeting some whatever growth rate of 20-25%, this will be, the capex will be enough, or we will require something to do, say, quarterly run rate of 3,000 crore, annual rate of 12-13,000 crore size of the business. This capability, manpower, technical capability and machines are enough, or this 200 crore is good enough to support that?
Yeah, if you see one by one, first of all, manpower. Manpower, we have got enough knowledge. Number-wise is another thing is the quality. So we have got quality team. That will be a problem for us to manage. Workforce is always a challenge in Indian scenario. We are trying to migrate to the more some mechanism work so that we rely less on the labor force. And third is your capex. The capex, sometimes what happens nowadays, because a lot of modern technique has come and people are more educated, lot many good plant and machinery you get on rent. And there is no point buying a costly machine and use it for a year or less than a year and wait for future business, because those are available in market in higher internationally. So we have to make a balance. Now I hope that 200-250 crores should be enough considering the rental plant.
Great, sir. Wish you good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on very excellent sets of numbers. Asa, now we have quite good growth and good high base in terms of revenue, and we are am I audible?
Yes, now you are audible. Can you please?
Yeah, so we are talking about 25% growth next year, which will be around, we will be reaching close to 9,500 crore kind of turnover. And we have a current bid pipeline is 12,000. And being an election year, do you think we will be able to maintain 10 to 12,000 crore order inflow for this year, just to maintain the momentum of growth. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, rightly said, this we are doing day in, day out. We are doing such exercise. What are the opportunity? And mostly that we try to increase our geographical footprint in the segment where we are strong, like marine and underground metro. The moment you increase your geographical footprint, your opportunities are also more. This is a routine work, I think, and I don't think that the growth of 20-25% in terms of bidding and getting job is a problem.
Okay. So you are maintaining this year guidance of 9,000 crore order inflow?
This year means up to 24-25 years, 9,000 crore.
So FY24, you are saying we have done close to 6,100 till date. So FY24 will be around 8,000 crore?
Yeah, see, hardly another, not even 2 months, 1.5 months.
Okay.
So if you get mature, it will be around 8,000 crore or little less than 8,000 crore or maybe little more than 8. It depends on what in the order.
Next year you are guiding for how much in terms of order inflow? 5,000.
Around 10,000 crore, 8 to 10,000 crore.
8 to 10,000. Okay, sir. That is all from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Nihar Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just one small question on the revenue side. This year we are expecting to cross 7,000 crores, right, in revenue?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all from my side. If I have any other questions, because all my questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Shrey Gandhi from Mangal Keshav Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So basically my question would be regarding the quarter four, what kind of revenue growth rate you are expecting? Because historically I have seen in quarter four, like it has, your revenue has grown by around 20-30%. Can we expect the same growth rate for quarter four also? Revenue growth rate?
Actually, we have already done quite good in quarter three. So what we used to do in quarter four, we have achieved in quarter three. So quarter four will be almost same like quarter three.
It will be same like quarter three. And margins, you have told that you will be maintaining double-digit margin. Last time you had given the guidance. So you have been maintaining 10% margin around, 10.3%. So can we expect the same margin to go ahead or some improvement like by around 200 basis points going forward or 300 basis points going forward?
I don't expect growth in margin. Margin will be almost whatever we have achieved in quarter three in that range.
Okay, so same like around 10% around.
Okay. Yes.
And with regards to order inflow also already. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you, sir. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a strong set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the interest paid part of our line item. So we have paid around 58 crores interest in this quarter as compared to 52 crores last quarter. So just to get have an understanding, what is our borrowings as on 31st December and what is the way forward? What would be the ramp up in the interest payment as we keep on scaling the execution?
Well, the gross debt on our balance sheet as of 31st December is about 860 crores. We do not expect any major variation in the debt number in this quarter. So it should be around the same level, maybe a little bit 5% up or down.
And what is our cost of debt?
Well, cost of debt is around 10-10.5% of the bank debt. And this interest cost also includes, the guarantees, the payments to the banks for the guarantees and letters of credit. And it also includes interest on the mobilization advances that we get from our customers.
Okay. So if I read it right, so as we keep on scaling this revenue, more or less on the proportion to it, the interest will keep on scaling, right?
Well, I would expect that to be, but it depends on the mix, you know. One is the rate of interest which the banks charge for the borrowing or on the guarantees and LCs. The second aspect is the interest on the customer advances, you know. So that also is more or less linked to market. So these two factors impact the interest cost that we need.
Okay, but sir, historically, if I see, okay, like in around 2013 or 14, 15, so we have been to a point where we where interest outlay has been very high. Okay, so I wanted to understand what is the step that this management is taking to ensure on that part the interest outlay is less. I mean, we are doing excellent EBITDA. As of now, but that is not much transforming into the PAT levels, right?
No, if you see our profitability has improved significantly in this year, and I would not be able to comment right now on what happened in 2013 or 14. But if you see our balance sheet, the debt on our balance sheet is significantly, you know, within manageable levels. We are not over leveraged. There is growth in our operations. So, I mean, I really don't understand your question. The debt is at a manageable level.
Okay, fine. It's okay. I'll get back in the queue, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from Mehul Mehta from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on great set of numbers. My first question is, sir, you have been guiding for like, you know, focus on like, you know, entry barrier businesses like, you know, say underground, metro, marine, as well as tunneling kind of. And if I look at like, you know, at say December 22 end, our order book was comprising about 67% from these businesses, which has increased to about like, you know, 73%. So going forward, can we expect maybe like, you know, this double digit margins which we have achieved, like, you know, going forward exceeding even that, like, you know?
Okay, yeah, true that these businesses are, we are good in this. We have to also understand that no business perpetually gives equal result. Now underground metro also will be crowded soon. So the competitions will be there. So whatever margin we have achieved last year, coming year margin would be less if we have to win the job. So that is one factor. That is why we are planning to go elsewhere, like abroad, maybe in job, so that we are able to maintain the margin.
All right, got it, sir. Thank you. And in terms of Mr. Patwardhan, regarding like, you know, working capital cycle, is there any change like, you know, for as compared to September 23 to this December 23, or it remains in the similar time?
Actually, the net working capital in terms of number of days has improved in this quarter as compared to the previous quarter. So the change is for the
better. Can you maintain? Can you mention that? I mean, in terms of numerical, how is it like?
The exact numbers right now, but it's around 80-85 days, and hopefully our endeavor is to maintain it at the same level or improve it if possible.
Achha, that should be maintained kind of. All right, and that, like, you know, is about 865 crores you mentioned, right?
That's
right. As December 23 and okay,
that's the gross number.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'm done.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Rajesh Kumar Rathi from Right Shopping Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Congratulations for a good set of number.
Thank you.
My worry is again regarding the order intake. Order intake of late has not been as great as a lot of other infra companies. So can you elaborate a little more on that? Although I understand that you guys are a little choosy, but still the order, total orders are not increasing as much. So can you please explain?
Yeah, we are constantly working. Sometimes the silent schedule, you see, the moment if we get an order of 2,000, 3,000 crore at a time, suddenly we'll find the number has changed. It is not that every month we are getting at an equal rate. It comes once in 3 months, a big number. It's like that. We are constantly working on that, comparing that how much should be the order intake and what will be the revenue next year. So we are quite aware about the situation.
So you are still optimistic about the whole thing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I wanted to get some clarity on what which you mentioned that we might also look up at marine jobs overseas. So which exact markets will we be looking at and what kind of opportunities are available over there?
There are three areas. One is Bangladesh, as because the election is over. And they had a long list of marine work in pipeline around Chittagong port. So that is one area we are focusing. Two jobs in Middle East, we have submitted our offer. And one job in West Africa. All are marine jobs.
All are marine jobs. And so, on the domestic front, a lot of companies have are increasing their capex on port development. So, any opportunities over there?
You mean to say that new ports are coming by
greenfield
the
greenfield expansion? Yes, yes, greenfield expansions.
Yeah, as it W JSPL.
Right, right.
So yeah, we are there always. We are there.
Okay, sir, and also just a final word on recently, I mean, a year back, government had announced a container terminal in the Nicobar Islands. So that might be a very big opportunity for us. So do you think it might take off anytime soon within the next 1 or 2 years?
See, work going on at government level, but I think it will take some time because feasibility study. And it is almost 1,000 kilometers away from Andaman mainland. So it is not going to be very easy. But yes, government is working behind that. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Abhishek Dixit from M Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir. Congratulations for the great setup numbers. So my question is regarding around 2 months ago with our news channel, we had guided for 7,500 crores revenue guidance. So are we sticking to that?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And so for 20-25% growth in the FY25 also?
Yeah, around that, yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, one of our peer continuously reports 14-15% EBITDA margin. So our margins are 10% and previously it was around 8%. So what is preventing us to reach those type of margins? Whereas they are also doing almost same type of work.
Well, I cannot compare with the other company. See, the business model is different. And we had some legacy jobs, as you must be knowing. So that has daunted our margin till now. We really aspire to do margin of that kind. Let us hope for the best. Let us see.
So I think one of the previous participants had also asked about legacy projects. So what is the quantum of the legacy orders which is left, if you can quantify in terms of number, hundreds of crores, means how much work is left for these legacy orders?
No, today it is nothing. I mean, virtually zero, almost.
Nothing today left. It is zero.
Yeah.
So still in this also in this quarter also there is a if our peer is reporting a margin of 400-500 basis points more than us, so it's a little difficult to understand why we cannot report.
No, I disagree with you. You may be comparing with some one or two company, but you have to see in general in construction space. I think 10%, 11% is quite standard. So I don't want to comment on others, but I don't think that you can expect 14-15% EBITDA consistently going forward. It is difficult, very difficult.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited. Please go ahead.
See, you have an exposure to a leading group when they were in a problem because of some reports and all those things. Your stock price had come down very sharply. So when will their orders get executed completely? The one in Sri Lanka as well as the road project?
Road project almost by end of the year or beginning of next year should be completed.
Okay. And the Sri Lanka project?
Sri Lanka project mid of next year, 2025, June, July.
Okay. Okay. They're on schedule. Schedule, I mean, in the sense that there's no delay.
All of them are scheduled. We are getting well paid. There is absolutely no problem.
And are you guiding for a 15-20% growth next year?
Yes.
Okay. And see, the government's capex has come down. The growth of capex projected for this next financial year is down to 10% from 25-30% last year. So because of that, do you see any kind of order slowdown?
No. As far as we are concerned, I don't think that will affect us.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Sunil Bojwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, I just want to know, in international work, do we have better margins or is it similar to domestic?
International business should face you better margin than domestic. That is the idea for going outside.
So going forward, if we secure more orders from international, there is scope of improvement in margin. And on a medium term, say 1 to 2 years basis, we see further scope of margin improvement from here since legacy orders are now out of, are mostly completed.
Yeah, there are three things here. One is that, as I mentioned, legacy orders are no more there. So that is a good thing. And if we get international business, we can make better margin. That is a good thing. But at the same time, the bulk of the revenue which comes from Indian market, the competitions will grow. The more competitors will be qualified. So if you have to bid or get the job, your margin will be little lower than what it is to be.
So you mean to say, sir, a medium term margins can get go lower, but not... Is that what you're trying to?
Yeah, I mean, see, if you have to maintain a around double digit, it won't be possible going forward with the Indian domestic business because competition will be more. That you have to compensate by some job in overseas. It's like that.
So on a consolidated basis, double digit margins is not sustainable?
It's sustainable. You have to continuously make your strategy. But if you are remaining only one segment in one geographical area, naturally margin has to come down because today, if you see 4 years back, we are only three players in underground. Today at least there are 7-8 players. Next year it will be 10-12 players. The more number of players, the margin will come down. That is the business.
But all players, all players must be catering to different categories, right? I mean, sub 1,000 crore projects or sub 500 crores projects or above 2,000 crore projects. So in that way, I think you would have be having a few competitors.
So if it's then today a job of 1,000 crore plus, RMC will get around 6-7 competitors.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and, there is no definite answer at this point. We have to discuss in detail how to go forward.
So you will try and maintain these double-digit margins as much as possible, but in case there is more competition, the margins might face a little pressure. Is that what I can deduce from what you see?
Yes, yes, you are right, absolutely right.
Okay. And secondly, sir, what is the kind of order pipeline, the bid pipeline as of date, and what would be the success rate out of that, as per your assumption?
Order pipeline will be around 13,000 plus, and ballpark, our success rate is 20% statistically.
20%. Oh. And the new orders will only start flowing in post-elections and the government,
yes.
New government, right?
You are right.
Oh, okay. But if I have to take your outlook for the next 2 or 3 years, what would you say in terms of the business and the scope of work coming in and the outlook?
Well, whatever work we have, that will cater for next year or up to 2025, 26, middle of that. So we have to secure some job. But the opportunity what we have and what is our capability, I can see that 20% growth we'll be able to maintain coming 2-3 years.
Okay. Great. That really helps us. Thank you so much for the answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Kunal Patodia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and fantastic results, the best ever performance. Congratulations for that. So my question is regarding arbitration awards. Last quarter con call, you guided that we are expecting some inflow. So have we received that award, the money is in, or do we expect any new awards inflow in this current quarter?
Few arbitration awards we have. Some of them have been challenged to the court, and some of them will get sought out through new scheme called Vivad Se Vishwas. But during this quarter, we have not received any inflow. We hope that, yes, sometime something will happen. But as you know that this particular thing goes very slow in our country, but we have got some positive side from 3 or 4 projects as well today.
So my second question is, as you are saying that new participants are now eligible to bid and the competition is increasing, so aren't we also improving our eligibility for bigger and better orders, like 2,000, 3,000 plus crore orders?
Yeah, if you see, historically, we used to join venture with our partner, that is our promoter, to get qualified. And now, we are able to do by ourselves most of the job, including underground metro and airport. Now, going forward, there will be bigger job, and in some of the job, definitely we have to partner outside expat agencies, and the work is in progress.
Correct, sir. So, whenever the shipping terminal in Andaman will come, do you think we'll be eligible to bid for those projects?
Yeah, we'll be eligible. I mean, they will make us eligible to participate in that.
Perfectly fine. So, my last question is, in the overseas orders that you mentioned, the bids that we have submitted, you gave a guidance that the margins will be improved better. So, will it be 15% plus margins in these orders, or are we still expecting the same margins that we get in our marine jobs in India or Bangladesh?
It is difficult for me to say for future job absolute number in terms of percentage. It will be better, that much I can tell, Kunal.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, boy.
Thank you. Next question comes from Nirvana Laha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations, Mr. Basu and Mr. Patwardhan, for delivering on what you've been promising. Congrats for that. My question is that how much can you tell me the capex that we have done for 9 months? And based on, you know, the kind of capex you indicated for next year, I think you mentioned 200-250 crores. Mr. Patwardhan, can you help us with the depreciation number, the expected depreciation for next year?
Well, we have done capex of 200 plus crores in this year. And regarding the next year, I think Mr. Basu answered one of those questions earlier. Our depreciation charge for the quarter is about 56 crores.
Yeah, and going forward, would it be possible to, you know, help us model that, how that will evolve?
Well, it will be difficult for me to give any indication because the last couple of years we have done a lot of capex. There will be some capex going forward as well. And the depreciation typically depends on the useful life of the asset, and different assets have different, you know, life cycles. So, you know, it will be difficult for me to give you an estimate of the depreciation, but historically we have seen it is around 2.5 or 3% of our revenue. Maybe for your modeling purpose, you can take that number into account.
2.5 to 3%. Okay. And what is our net debt position today, and by end of FY25, where do you expect that to be?
Our net debt as of December is 400 plus crores.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, we don't expect the debt, you know, to go up significantly going forward. So I guess it should be at the same level. While I can't give you an exact number at this stage, we expect it to be at similar levels as of March 24 as well.
And 1 year forward, it's not possible for you to project that?
It will not be possible to give you a number and context.
And with the improved performance on margins and the balance sheet being very strong, with good pipeline, are you expecting a credit rating upgrade anytime soon?
Well, we are working with our credit rating agencies. We are talking to them. And hopefully we should have some good news on this front. Maybe once we conclude our discussions with the rating agencies.
And at what time frame do you think that's expected, the news?
Well, I won't be able to comment on that right now. We need to discuss that with the rating agencies. It will be premature for me to comment on that right now.
Sure. So, Mr. Basu, we are very strong in marine, so I wanted you to tell us a little bit more about the competitive dynamics in marine, both for jobs in the SAARC region, India, and also for the jobs that you are competing with outside. So, can you give us some picture of how it looks like in terms of competition?
Competition in India, if you have two kind of jobs which are more than 500 crore, and more than that, 1,500, 2,000. In that range, I think there are hardly three or maximum four competitors we are having. Below 500, 400 crore, there will be another two, three more. Below 100 crore, there will be plenty. So that is the number of competition in marine in India. Abroad, there are foreign players, mostly Japanese and Korean. They don't come for any job which is less than 5,000 to 6,000 crores. So that is the opportunity you are looking for, where two small job abroad, there are small players. In between that layer, there is nobody, nobody much. So we are trying to get into that.
And you said that margins are higher in these international projects, but obviously, you know, there will be some risk, like, you know, political risk will be there, and of course, price escalation risk, etc., will be there. So, is your parent experience in the geographies that you mentioned, Middle East, West Africa, and how do you think about the risk-adjusted margin in these geographies?
So, when I say margin, that is, of course, after having considering the risk factor. So normally, We definitely take help of our parent whenever we go the places where they are working or they have worked before. Otherwise, we engage some good consultant out of Big Four somebody to study in detail. Because you know, what is work? Work is 50%. Another 50% is something else. So that needs to be understood properly before you submit our bid. Yeah.
And does ICD have experience in Middle East or in West Africa?
Yes, yes, they have got experience in Middle East, East Africa, and of course Southeast Asia.
Okay, okay. And one final question from my side, Mr. Basu. So I will name one competitor. I didn't want to do it, but I don't know how else to frame the competition. So you can understand my underlying question and answer accordingly. So if I look at somebody like an Ahluwalia, they are doing similar kind of margins, but the balance sheet cash flow seems to be a little better. So they are mostly into building construction on land, whereas you guys are more experts in marine. So can you help us compare these two segments in terms of marine? Is it like more onerous in terms of more interest to be paid, more BGs to be encashed, and is it more balance sheet heavy to work in marine compared to buildings? And how are you thinking about this mix of marine versus building?
You see, the whole thing depends upon the culture of the company. For last 100 years, we have been mostly in the foundation engineering. Till 1990 or early after 1990. So we have a culture of doing heavy civil work, mostly foundation oriented. Last 20-25 years, we have started going to airport, metro, and now we have mastered them. And now even also we are doing the building also. So I will not be able to comment on that particular aspect. The balance sheet also depends upon what are the job you had for last 20-25 years or 15 years. So we are coming out of some bad jobs. We have almost all the bad jobs are behind us. Hopefully balance sheet also will improve. And you cannot compare directly in building and marine. Because building work is done in a manner where you require more manpower, more labor, less plant-oriented job. Where marine is different. So it depends upon the company's culture, what was the history, how they have built up, all these things. Yeah.
Got it, Mr. Basu. So, thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. Sir, one thing just wanted to understand is what is our core strength on a cost structure which make us competitive in international market? Because we have to buy raw material, so many local contractors. So cost structure for us and for Japanese or Korean will be similar. So where we are stronger in terms of cost?
Yeah, you have rightly said the material cost is same for any company, either Indian or foreigner or whatever. It mostly depends upon the operation cost, temporary work, temporary structures, supporting structure, where we can do with much cheaper price, and there where we can be competitive as compared to international players. Yeah.
And sir, engineering part of the any project we must be doing in India where we must be competitive, that is also one of the factors?
Yes, that's what I said. Engineering, there are two kinds. If you do EPC, you do engineering for permanent work. So there we are quite good in marine and we try to save some money there. And some job which is designed by the client, still there are opportunity to improve in the costing if you do temporary work design properly and you have got all the things available with us for many years. So those kind of things are help to costing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Sir, last question to Mr. Patwardhan. Sir, any one-time expense or income in this quarter which is not related to normal business of operation?
No. There is nothing like that in the quarterly results.
Thank you, sir. Wish you good luck. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Abhishek Dixit from AIM Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So sir, in the recent budget session, government has focused more on the expansion of the existing airport and development of new airports and metros and Namo Bharat. So on the ground level, are we seeing more opportunities in the aviation sector and despite the competition also in the sector?
Yes, aviation, there are great opportunities and we are almost, we are very much there. As you know, Pune Airport, Trichy Airport, we have completed, Ahmedabad Airport we are doing, and there is a list of around 20 airports. The tender will be out after election one by one. So there are opportunities, you are right.
Okay, sir. So, but these will be after election.
Yeah, I think code of conduct and all sorts of things after election only they will take off.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Best of luck for your next quarter and year.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Mehul Mehta from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Can you please share in terms of contribution to revenue for quarter as well as 9 months from major projects like Ganga Express, Chennai Metro, Indian Navy kind of thing?
Well, we won't be able to share with you the project-wise numbers. The
but broadly, like, you know, I think last quarter it was disclosed. Like, you know, so maybe if you can, like, you know, broad numbers.
Okay, let me try. See, 20% of the job, as I say, 10 projects, they have contributed 80% of the margin. So these 10 projects
Sorry, can you repeat? Sorry, I'm not getting. Sorry.
There are 10 projects out of 50,
okay,
which have contributed 80% of our revenue.
Right.
And
yeah,
the 10 projects are Ganga Expressway, Chennai Metro, Bangalore Metro, Project Seabird Navy, Colombo, and Sevak Rangpo, and one or two more, around 10 projects.
So this is like in for the quarter as well as 9 months, like it should be similar kind of?
Yeah, almost same trend.
Okay, thanks for the reply. And in terms of other income, there is substantial increase. Is there any, like, you know, non-recurring income item for the quarter?
Largely from income on fixed deposits or, you know, some tax refunds that you are able to get. There is some interest that we got on the tax refunds as well.
Acha, so there is nothing non-recurring. You are saying like in fixed deposit income and sort of like anything. Okay. Now, sorry to bother Mr. Basu again, but there has been questions regarding peers. So I was looking at, like, you know, one of the peers where, like, you know, our margins are quite comparable like to like. But in terms of when I look at, like, you know, employee costs and other expenses as a percentage, which is on the higher level for us as a percentage of revenue. So is there that we are provisioning for, like, you know, future growth, and to that extent, like, you know, there can be operating leverage which can help us, like, you know, going forward in terms of expanding margin?
So you are right. There are some expected credit loss sort of things are there. But you see, the manpower cost, if you check our previous quarter or previous year, it is coming down. Earlier it used to be around 11%. It has come down to 9.5%, and going forward it will further come down. So it depends upon not only the delta cost, it depends upon what revenue you are getting out of that, you know, fixed manpower cost. So we are improving, that is for sure.
So going forward, we can expect, like, an even further reducing this, like, in our percentage of revenue. Thank you so much. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now, I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for a very intense and deep discussion on our results for this quarter. We appreciate the interest that you have shown in our company. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.